7:21, Senator Durbin standing by, joining us from Washington. And I wanted to get an update on the ITT story. Senator Durbin and Lisa Madigan had a press conference last week about this. But if you're a parent, these for-profit schools continue to fall like dominoes. And what other options do you have? And are you going to get any of your money back and so on? Good morning, Senator. How are you? Well, thought you had him. Ah, there we go. Sorry, that was my fault. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Steve?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good.
All right, so what do we know about the ITT mess?
Follow the money. Taxpayers pay their taxes. The money goes into the Treasury. We then loan the money to the students who use it to go to school. If the students default on their loans and fail to pay back to the Treasury, ultimately the taxpayers are left holding the bag. What happens when a school goes out of business? We give the students the option, if they've been defrauded or been in this school, to walk away from their credit hours and walk away from their student debt. I think that's fair. I think that's right. But ultimately, it means that the taxpayers lose the money. The people at ITT Tech are taking out fat salaries until they go bankrupt. So if you look at it from the viewpoint of taxpayers, students, and families, this industry, this for-profit college and university industry, is really a fraud on the public. And now this one, ITT Tech, is the latest to go down. About 35,000 students nationwide, about 750 in the state of Illinois.
So where does that leave us in regards to holding the bag? I mean, how much debt are we talking about?
$1 billion, roughly. And Corinthian, which went down a few months back, another $1 billion. Bridgepoint is another for-profit college and university. They sponsored something called Ashford University, a thinly veiled fraud on the public. And it is now struggling because no state wants to call it as their home. They bought a campus of Franciscan University in a small town in Iowa and declared this is going to be the Ashford University campus forever and ever. They just closed it. Iowa said, we don't want you to do business in our state. California said the same. They can't find a home. So it appears that, the chains are rattling, and it looks pretty scary for Bridgepoint. Ultimately, again, it'll be the same story. Students, families, taxpayers will be the losers.
Is this scourge going on in other companies coast to coast?
Yes, in virtually the entire industry. Now, there are exceptions. There are some schools, some courses that are worthwhile. But overall, America would be better off if the for-profit college and university industry closed. Let me tell you why I say that. 10% of high school students go to for-profit colleges and universities. 20% of the federal aid to education goes to these schools because their tuition is so darned expensive. But here's the kicker. 40% of all student loan defaults are students from for-profit colleges and universities. The tuitions are outrageous. Students drop out. When they end up so-called graduating, they can't find a job. Almost 3 out of 4 of for-profit college and university graduates earn less money than high school dropouts. It is a complete waste of federal tax dollars.
So, Senator, is there any relief at all for taxpayers? Is there like an FDIC for for-profit colleges that could perhaps help with some of this burden?
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau just nailed one of these schools in fraud and accused them of predatory lending, this bridge point that I mentioned earlier. So some agencies are policing them. But the buck stops at the U.S. Department of Education. They have got to stop accrediting these schools. They are not real colleges and universities.
What power do you guys have in Congress to shut this down?
We have the power to do it today and tomorrow. And
so who's fighting that idea?
Why don't we? Because they have friends in high places, Steve. They have friends in both parties. I mean, this is a bipartisan scandal as far as I'm concerned. We need to speak up and stand up for these students who are being misled into signing up to these schools that are virtually worthless.
Well, we know that student tuition debt in this country is a bigger bubble than the housing debt that could have collapsed the economy in 2007. How do your colleagues not see this as a crisis?
They should. I'm afraid some of them don't, but many of them are beginning to step up. Some conservative Republicans are now saying, wait a minute, if 90% of the revenue from this so-called for-profit private company is coming from the federal treasury, this is the most heavily subsidized company in America. Why in the world are we allowing this to happen? Well, as I said, they hire lobbyists, they hire representatives, and sadly, the public pays a price, both taxpayers and the students. I wrote a letter to every high school principal in Illinois last year, and again, the year before and last year, and said, please, before these students go to high school graduation, tell them there's a world of difference between a community college, a city college, and one of these for-profit colleges. It give an example. A computer course, a course for an associate degree at ITT Tech, costs $47,000 in tuition for a two-year course. $47,000 at ITT Tech. If you went to the local city college or community college, less than $7,000. These poor students are burdened with debt they'll never be able to pay back.
Yeah, and the fact is, I don't blame the students, certainly, but I don't blame the parents either, because I went through this a couple of times. Everybody listening has gone through this. You don't know what you're doing when you first go out and start looking at schools and looking at ways to finance it. So I understand how people could be taken in by this, but it's a con.
It's a scam, and I will tell you, many of these students are first generation. Their parents have no life experience with colleges and universities. And secondly, they, as the parents and students, rightly assume that, wait a minute, if I can get a federal loan and a federal Pell Grant to go to this school, it must be a real school.
Right.
And you can't blame them. I mean, we've got to do a much better job in policing the ranks of these schools.
Department of Education hearing this message?
They are. They're starting to come alive and awake. And
but is this Washington speed or real people speed?
Well, they're catching on, particularly the group that's leaving the Department of Education at the end of this presidency. They have finally awakened to the fact that they are going to have to answer some hard questions about how they allowed this to continue for so long. They've done some good things. I'm pushing them to do more.
The AGs around the country, including Lisa Madigan, who are outraged by this, do they have any power to make some noise about this?
Boy, they sure do. And let me, hats off to Lisa. Lisa Madigan, she's been my friend and colleague and partner in this effort. She's been blowing the whistle on these schools. Westwood, you used to drive out to O'Hare and look at those buildings with the signs up on top. There used to be Westwood University, a complete scam. Thanks to her, it's gone. And the students who were exploited by it, frankly, their ranks aren't going to be increased. But Lisa's done a great job. In state after state, attorneys general, both political parties are stepping up and blowing the whistle. We need a more concerted effort in Washington.
And last word, Andrea?
Yeah, she was on with us last week, Senator, and saying that this is not the end of the world for students who are enrolled there. There are other schools courting them now, and they have other options, including Upper Iowa and I think Waukesha County Tech, too.
Well, I can tell you what's happened. The community colleges are stepping up, thank goodness, all across our state, to sit down with these students and counsel them, see if there's some education they've received that's worth transferring, and they can put them on the course for an associate's degree or whatever it might be. They're doing their part. More and more students, if you're not sure where you're going, start at the city college. Start at the community college. While you're making up your mind, you're not incurring massive debt that you might not be able to repay.
It's 7:29. I know you have to run, but let's do this again as soon as possible because I want to know what's going on with Zika and also, obviously, with this ridiculous presidential campaign.
Happy to join you again.
All right. Thank you, Senator.